Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Now it's your chance to Trump Tui on Star 102.
We are joined by Philip and Abigail. They're going to play a round of Trump Tui. How are you guys? What's going on?
We're doing good. Doing good.
Good. Ready to win heading into the weekend?
Oh, yeah.
There we go. All right. Start the game by asking Jen to leave the room.
Jen, can you please leave the room?
I'm leaving the room. Good luck to you, Philip and Abigail.
All right. Jen's leaving the room. Producer Stevie's staying in with me. She's making her way to the hallway. I will ask you 5 questions. You answer them to the best of your ability. Obviously, then we'll bring Jen back in, ask her the same 5 questions, see if you can trump Tui today. That would be amazing. So let's begin with question number 1. As Producer Stevie keeping track of the score, tonight is the Cavs' home opener. They play the Detroit Pistons, obviously at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. Game time, 7:30 p.m. Name any current Cleveland Cavaliers player.
I don't. Did Tristan Thompson come back?
Was that at the buzz? What do you think?
Did Tristan Thompson, did he come back?
Did he come back? Is he on the roster?
Are you asking me?
Yeah.
You asking me?
Sporty Tim.
All right. We'll go with question number 2. He mentioned Tristan Thompson. Question number 2. The largest pickleball tournament in the Midwest is coming back to Cleveland. Pickleball in the land. I'm going to take on Stevie during this.
Let's do it.
No, you'll crush me. You will. You play tennis all the time. You're going to crush me in pickleball. I still play. I've never played. I need to play. Pickleball in the land is happening at the Huntington Convention Center December 13th through December 15th. Now, pickleball is usually played to this many points, although you do need to win by 2.
21.
All right, question number 3. World Series kicks off tonight. You got the Dodgers taking on the Yankees. Which team did Cleveland beat in the Major League in the MLB playoffs this year, but eventually they lost to those Yankees?
Yankees.
All right, question number 4. Apparently, during the taping of Jamie Foxx's Netflix special, this is crazy. So, the comedian discussed that Sean Diddy Combs was responsible for his mysterious hospitalization by poisoning him, and then he reiterates that Jamie Foxx was the one that reported Sean Diddy Combs to the FBI. That was unbelievable yesterday. Anyway, which film did Jamie Foxx portray musician Ray Charles, winning an Academy Award for Best Actor?
Ray.
All right, question number 5. The Sun editor, Ellie Henman's, she's claiming that Louis Capaldi is planning his return to music. So that's big news. How does she know that? Well, one of her friends apparently bumped into Louis Capaldi in a London bar. What Netflix documentary follows Louis Capaldi's life and struggles with fame? So I'm looking for the name of the Netflix documentary that follows Louis Capaldi's life and struggles with fame.
Dear Louie.
Oh, there you go. I would watch that. All right, let's see how many of the 5 you answer correctly. Stevie is calculating the totals. We're going to grab Jen, bring her back in, ask the same five questions. That is all next on Star 102. Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites, Jen and Tim Show. We have Philip and Abigail. They answered five questions a minute ago. Stevie, how'd they do?
Philip and Abigail got two. All right, good job, guys.
I don't want that. Very good job. Absolutely. Here we go. All right. Same five questions we'll ask Jen as soon as I'm ready. There we go. Here we go. Question number one. Tonight is the Cavs home opener. They play the Detroit Pistons at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse at 7:30. Jen, name any current Cleveland Cavaliers player.
Evan Mobley.
Well done.
Thank you. Not Kevin Love.
Still in the league, but not with us. Question number two. The largest pickleball tournament in the Midwest is coming back to Cleveland. Stevie would crush both of us. She said that when you were out of the room.
I didn't say that, but I do think we should all go play.
Let's play.
I've never played. I want to play so badly.
I have not played pickleball either.
I bet I would you would love be to play secretly with you, aggressive, that being Stevie.
Probably.
She plays tennis all the time. You really want to play her?
Yes, I think it would be fun to.
She'd be diving all over the place, throwing actual pickles at us. I don't know about this.
No, I don't. No, I don't.
I would not touch a pickle.
She wouldn't do any of that.
True. Pickleball on the Land is happening at the Huntington Convention Center, December 13th through the 15th. We will play as a show against each other or something.
We could enter that.
Pickleball is usually played to this many points, although you do need two. Although you do need to win by two.
I have no idea. 12.
Ooh, close. 11. I wouldn't know either. I didn't play either. Yeah, so there you go. Question number three. The World Series kicks off tonight. You got those Dodgers taking on those Yankees. Which team did Cleveland beat in this year's playoffs, but then they eventually lost to those dumb Yankees?
Detroit.
It was Detroit.
Thank you, Tim.
Question number four. This is news yesterday and bizarre. So apparently, during the taping of the Jamie Foxx Netflix special, the comedian discussed that Sean Diddy Combs was responsible for his mysterious hospitalization by poisoning him. And then he reiterated that he's the one that reported him to the FBI. What in the world?
Is that true?
I don't know. That was so bizarre. Weird. Anyway, which film, or they're just trying to put his Netflix special, which film did Jamie Foxx portray musician Ray Charles, winning an Academy Award for Best Actor?
Ray.
It was Ray. Question number five. So the editor of the magazine The Sun is claiming that Lewis Capaldi is planning his return to music. How does she know that? She says that one of her friends bumped into Lewis at a London bar. What Netflix, we're looking for the name of the Netflix documentary that follows Lewis Capaldi's life and struggles with fame.
It's Life with Lewis.
Oh, that would be great. Sounds like a kid special.
Louis Life.
Lewis Capaldi, How I'm Feeling Now is the name of that. Final totals.
Philip and Abigail 2, Jen 3.
Oh, I'm sorry, guys.
We're going to get you one of these days.
One of these days you will.
It will happen one of these days. We certainly hope that you have a great weekend, but you know what you need to say.
We're Abigail and Philip, and we did not jump Tui on Star 102.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com. Code FIT.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a great conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Jen and Tim show. We are joined by Debbie of Brooklyn. She's going to be the last contestant of the week to play around at Trump Tui. Hey, Debbie, how are you?
Oh, I'm good. First time.
First time playing? Do you know how to play the game?
Yes.
So you've heard it. Okay, so this first time contestant. Yeah. Well, that's awesome.
Well, Debbie, no pressure, but we do have a celebrity listener this morning. Last week, we hoped it was Julia Roberts in town for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction ceremony. We don't think she was listening, but we do have confirmation that Joe Tui of Fox 8 News is listening to the Jen and Tim show this morning. So,
and he's going to be judging Jen so bad playing this game.
1,000%.
Answering in the car. Oh, please.
I can't wait.
Yeah, I'm going to, obviously, we're going to boot you out of the room in a second. So he needs to play in his car and then text you. Well, no, if it's not a spoiler, if he texts you how many you got correct.
Yeah, it's not. No. Okay, do that. But do not tell me. Yeah, he could just tell me the amount he got correct.
Like the distance between
before
bases.
I play, I know the contestants' amounts. Yeah, that's fine.
He has a shirt. He's a shirt winner.
But his wife is with him, and she's very smart. And if she helps him, they're going to get all
five. That'd be great. If he has a shirt and she won a mug, that would be... All right, let's get to
that would be amazing.
But thank you for listening. Debbie, ask Jen to leave the room. We'll go ahead and get started.
Jen, please leave the room.
I'm leaving the room. Good luck to you, Debbie.
That was very well done for your first time ever asking her to leave the room. Wasn't that great, Stevie?
Beautiful.
All right, producer Stevie joins me in studio. She always does. She's going to keep track of the score. I know you know how the game works, but there's some first-time listeners to the show. Jen's out of the room. She stays out of the room for this part of the game. I'm going to ask you five questions. Yes, there's a timer involved, and you just answer them to the best of your ability. I'm sure you'll do great. Then we'll bring Jen back in, ask the same five questions, and tiebreakers no longer go to the house. We would go to a tiebreaker question, and we're all rooting for you, Debbie. So here we go. Question number one. We have the Cavs home opener, that is, tonight. They play the Detroit Pistons at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse at 7:30. Is LeBron James currently on the Cleveland Cavaliers roster?
No.
Question number two. Rihanna. Well, she hasn't released an album since Anti, which was in 2016, but she revealed that when the time comes, she wants to collab with Billie Eilish. Now, this was revealed at the launch for her new Fenty collab with which sneaker company? It's either Puma or Adidas.
Puma.
All right, question number three. Netflix has dropped a trailer for its upcoming holiday movie, The Merry Gentlemen. So, the movie is half Christmas and half Magic Mike.
I never thought that would be in the works.
I saw the trailer. I saw the description. Looks like it actually makes sense being described that way. Our question to you: which actor plays the role of Magic Mike?
McCann-man. I can't say his name. McCann-man.
Okay, we'll go with that. Question number four: Amazon Prime Video has dropped the first trailer for its reboot of Cruel Intentions. Now, the original movie came out back in 1999, and it will return as an 8-episode series. What is the relationship between Catherine and Sebastian in Cruel Intentions?
Married.
All right. Question number five. The best-selling children's book series, My Weird School, is about to get a full-length feature film courtesy of Nickelodeon. What was the first animated series specifically created by Nickelodeon as an original series?
Don't know that.
Debbie's like, this is the time I get through. Peace. All right, Debbie, we're going to see how you did of the five questions. Then we'll bring Jen back in to answer those same five questions, and we'll see how she does. It's all next on Star 102. Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites, Jen and Tim show. They play?
Yeah. Kirsten, my sister-in-law, said, we think maybe 5 out of 5. That was a hard one.
Oh.
She says she's less confident, but Joey thinks
5 out of 5, but they were hard?
Joey thinks 5. That's if she thinks they were hard, they must be hard.
Who's smarter?
Between Joey and Kirsten?
Yeah.
Kirsten.
Wow.
I mean, Joey's very smart. Kirsten's like next level.
He's like interviewing like candidates.
Yeah, he's like real politically smart and all that stuff too. He's smart. They're both very smart.
This is getting down. I apologize. You were both very smart.
Listen, 1,000% he would answer the same thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Debbie's in Brooklyn. How'd Debbie do?
Debbie got 2.
All right, Debbie.
No.
Not bad. It's your first time.
Yeah, it's your first time. Yes, they were. So we're going to see how Jen does.
I have not. Spoiler alert. I've been doing terrible lately. I've lost like once a day for a week, I feel like.
Or it could be.
Don't.
I'm kidding. Question number one. Tonight is the Cavs home opener. They play the Detroit Pistons at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse at 7:30. Our question to you, is LeBron James currently on the Cleveland Cavaliers roster?
He is not.
Absolutely not.
See, that wasn't hard.
That was okay.
And here's where the ball drops.
Oh, God.
Question number two. The hammer, I guess it would be. Rihanna hasn't released an album since Anti, which was back in 2016. But she did reveal that when the time comes, she wants to collab with Billie Eilish.
Oh, I like that.
What is Billie Eilish's IP address at her home computer?
No. Stop it.
This was revealed. This was revealed at the launch of her new Fenty collab with which sneaker company? It's either Puma or Adidas.
It's Puma.
It is Puma.
I want them.
Are you going to get them?
No, but I want to.
Oh, Christmas is coming.
Her makeup, right, that Fenty beauty line is next level, by the way. So good.
Question number three. Netflix has dropped the trailer for its upcoming holiday movie, The Merry Gentlemen. So the movie is half Christmas and half Magic Mike.
Oh.
Didn't see that.
Did you have to say it like that?
No.
All right.
Which actor plays the role of Magic Mike?
Channing Tatum.
Mm-hmm.
And we thank him for that.
Question number four. Amazon Prime Video.
I've never seen Magic Mike.
You've never seen it?
No.
Really?
Have you?
Yeah, I watched with my mom. Horrible idea.
That's a terrible idea, Stevie.
It wasn't planned. It just like was on.
Oh,
we were both like, what is this all about?
I'm uncomfortable thinking about that.
Yeah. Question. It's weird.
God.
It's accidental.
What happens in Tee County?
All right.
Stays in Tee County. Question four. Amazon Prime Video has dropped its first trailer for the reboot of Cruel Intentions. The original movie came out back in 1999 and will now return as an 8-episode series. What is the relationship between Catherine and Sebastian in Cruel Intentions?
They're like step siblings.
Yeah, they are. Absolutely. Question number five. It all comes down to this, Joey. Question number five. The best-selling children's book series, My Weird School, is about to get a full-length feature film courtesy of Nickelodeon. What was the first animated series specifically created by Nickelodeon as an original series?
Oh, my God, Stevie. I don't know.
Joe knew it.
Phineas and Ferb.
That is not even Nickelodeon.
Oh, what is that one?
Disney.
Doug.
I don't know Doug.
Look up Doug. You know Doug. Everyone knows Doug.
I don't know.
Final totals.
Debbie 2, Jen 4.
Oh, Debbie, I'm sorry.
First time. That's okay.
That's right.
Try again.
You'll try again. You'll get through again. You'll play. Hopefully you'll win. You'll get the mug or whatever it might be. So, Debbie, thank you for listening all the time. We appreciate you getting through and being, if you're playing for your first time. But you know what you need to say.
Yeah, I'm Debbie from Brooklyn, and I did not trump Tui.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.